White. St. Helena, California, August 30th, 1907. Elder J.E. White, Boulder, Colorado. Dear son Edson, I have not yet heard any word from the Denver camp meeting. Before W.C. White left home, it was arranged that he should attend the Denver meeting at the close of the Los Angeles meeting. I have had a few words from him since the meeting in Southern California, saying that circumstances were such that he could not leave for Denver. He took several writings with him to read to the people at the camp meeting in Los Angeles. I learned from one and another that the meeting at Los Angeles was an important one. There certainly was need of a work to be done there, and for the Spirit of the Lord to come in and take possession of hearts. We have reached a crisis in our work, and as a people, we need to stay our hearts upon the living God. There are many places where the truth is yet to be preached. I have been given special messages to bear to God's people. At this time, His servants are to seek wisdom of the true counselor. The Lord will work for every soul who will seek Him with heart and mind and strength. We have done much to send help to foreign fields, but comparatively little has been done for the large cities of the southern field. God's people need to do an earnest work in drawing nigh to Him and making their own hearts right. Then the grace of His Holy Spirit will rest upon them. I have prayed that a thorough work might be done in Boulder and Denver. When the Holy Spirit is allowed to do its work on human hearts, self will be crucified, and Christ will give to His people the gift of His grace and a perfect understanding of their great need. When they make a full surrender of themselves to God, the work that He designs to see done for His people in Denver and Boulder will be accomplished. Human judgment has been allowed to bear sway in Colorado, and this has been an offense to God. Men have not realized that their pride and self-sufficiency have stood directly in the way to make of none effect the testimonies that the Lord has given. They have exalted the human will above a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." Men of capability have perverted their talents to self-serving. They have allowed themselves to work out their own selfish plans so long that their influence has become a misleading one. The good they might have accomplished has been left undone, because the powers of evil have taken possession of mind and heart. Satan has worked through them to carry out his own evil purposes. The whole man has been used by the wily foe to dishonor God. God desires that those who have set their will in opposition to the will of God shall take themselves out of the way of His work. They need to seek God in earnest prayer for the forgiveness of their sins. I cannot find words by which to express how greatly God has been dishonored. It rests now with those who have worked counter to the ways and will of God to make the crooked places straight. The Lord does not forsake His people, but He will not always bear with the perversity of men. He calls upon them to make a change in their characters, to part with their crooked ways, and humble their souls before Him. Oh, that they would awake to a sense of their peril, and putting away their wrongdoing, become all that God would have them be. When God gave His Son to the world, He made it possible for men and women to use every capability they possess to the glory of God. He gave to them the riches of His grace and a knowledge of His will. When men will empty themselves of their high opinions of self and learn to walk in humility, leaning on God for guidance, God can work through them to fulfill His high purpose for the human family. The message given to John the Baptist for the people of his day is one that our workers might study to advantage. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Esaias, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, works worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth good fruit, is hewn down, and cast into the fire. And the people asked him, saying, What shall we do then? He answered and said unto them, He that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none, and he that hath meat, let him do likewise. Then came publicans also to him to be baptized, and said unto him, Master, what shall we do? And he said unto them, Exact no more than that which is appointed you. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, And what shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and will gather the wheat into the garner, but the chaff will he burn with fire unquenchable. Luke 3, verse 3-17. There needs to be a purging of heart and mind and soul on the part of many who are working out Satan's will while professing to have the faith of Christ. A work of reformation needs to be brought in. Wrong customs that have been practiced must change. The crooked paths must be made straight. The mountains and hills of self-esteem and pride must be brought low. The message comes, Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Matthew 3, verse 8, 3. The roughness in the character must be made smooth. When this work is done in the experience of God's believing people, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Luke 3, verse 6. God will not acknowledge as his workers men who place themselves in positions of authority. A decided change must take place in the lives of some before the Lord can own them as his physicians and ministers. When they are willing to part with their unrighteousness and become meek and lowly in heart, the Lord will accept them as his workmen. By repentance and faith in Christ, they may become partakers of his salvation. He will refine them as silver and gold, and make them vessels unto honor in his cause. God is waiting to see revealed in these workers a faith that works by love and purifies the soul, for this alone will give them a fitness for the future immortal life. There is a great work to be accomplished, and there is little time in which to do it. Let us ever exalt the truth. It is too sacred to be perverted. Missionary agencies are greatly needed in every branch of God's work. Our institutions need converted, devoted men who will make the Lord their dependence. God will reveal through such workers the power of His grace. His servants are to be distinguished from the world by the seal of the living God. Their words and their works are to reveal that they are laborers together with God. God can use the human agent just to the extent that he will be worked by the Holy Spirit. To men who accept positions of responsibility as presidents, ministers, physicians, or workers in any line, I am bidden to say, God will test every man who enters his service. He does not measure our ability by the standard of the world. He does not ask, do they possess learning and eloquence? Have they ability to command and control and manage? He asks, will they represent my character? Will they walk in humility that I may teach them my way? The soul temple must not be defiled by any loose or unclean practice. Those whom I will acknowledge in the courts of heaven must be without spot and wrinkle. The Lord will use humble men to do a great and good work. Through them, he will represent to the world the ineffaceable characteristics of the divine nature.